You're listening to the audio production of Held in Perfect Peace, 100 Devotions to Calm Your Heart, a Guideposts devotional, read by Susie Alphons.
The greater the level of calmness of our mind, the greater our peace of mind, the greater our ability to enjoy a happy and joyful life. Dalai Lama. Introduction. A calm heart starts with faith. Chanel Eliason. From my writing room, I watched my teenage son pull into the drive. Then the most reserved of my five boys bolted from his car toward the front porch. His swimmer's strong legs pumped like pistons. The front door flew open. Breathless, Gabriel stood in the entryway, hair still dripping from practice at the pool. His smile was bold and bright. He rocked heel to toe. "Mom, I asked a girl to prom." "Wonderful, Gabriel," I said. Gabe had made the change from homeschool to public high school 3 years before and had yet to attend a dance. "When is prom?" "That's the kicker," he said. "Saturday." "Kicker, indeed." Gabe left to conquer the contents of the fridge while I slipped into ever-widening stress. My to-do list for the week was long. 2 birthday celebrations, coffee with the mama I mentored, a college event with one son, and an end-of-year homeschool event with another. Was there even time for a tux fitting? My shoulders tightened. My hands curled on my keyboard. Stress. Sometimes it slips over me like a sweater. Just before Gabriel's prom surprise, my youngest son, Isaiah, and I had been sitting at our table. A tattered world map stretched before us. I'd home-taught 5 sons over 22 years, but fall would bring change. Isaiah would go to public high school as his brothers had. No more blue-backed lesson planners or yellow Ticonderoga pencils standing September sharp in a painted tin can. No more days filled with the wild wonder of teaching and training, of books and boys. "Soon this map can retire," Isaiah said, running his hands over faded Australia. "It's seen its best days." Panic pulsed like a heartbeat. What if I'd seen my best days too? Try as I may, I can't get past the place of figuring out how to deal with anxiety and stress. Fretting over the known, fearing the unknown, a yoke I've worn since the fall. Yet I don't want to be bound to responses that cause the body, soul, and mind to crave and cry for relief. I'm so thankful that Jesus offers peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus took the basin and towel and washed the feet of those who would soon walk sandy soil without him. But he wouldn't leave his friends alone. Jesus spoke of the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send in his name. Then he spoke of peace. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." New International Version. There's the true kicker. Worldly peace requires circumstances to be just right. It demands that many things go well. Optimal situations. The trouble is, peaceful ground shifts, and then we find our toes back on the welcome mat of worry. Jesus's peace is different. It's steady. Sustaining. It doesn't shift with circumstance. It stretches from this world to eternity. Knowing who he is and trusting his promises offer a soul anchor, a shoring up of our very foundation. He provides a peace so deeply rooted that in even hard circumstances, our hearts can remain calm. When we surrender to the Lord, to his intervention and care, the Spirit brings peace. My beloved friend, Jalois, resides in heaven now. But before she left to worship at the throne, she had peaceful living mastered. "Your heart can be still, sweetie," she'd say, when I'd share trials and tribulations. "The Lord has this." Sometimes, when she'd speak, I'd stretch my palms open flat. Jalois didn't live a life free.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?